And next up on the teleconference is Purdue head coach Sharon Versa. Purdue is the number 8 seed in the Big Ten tournament and will face number 9 Rutgers in a second-round game at noon Eastern on Thursday. Coach, thanks for joining us. Can you please make some opening remarks, and then we can take questions.
Big Ten tournament, I think, throughout this whole season, the Big Ten has shown what strong conference it's been. The conference RPI is 3. We've improved like 4 spots, and any given day, anything can happen. And, just real proud of our conference and proud of our team having, beating 4 ranked opponents as we, came down the stretch. And, just nice to be able to, have another shot coming into the Big Ten tournament and see what we could do.
Thanks, Coach. We'll now take questions from the media.
If you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. That's star 1. Our first question is from Aubrey Reichel with the Fort Wayne Journal.
Hi, Coach. Talk about Carissa McLaughlin and kind of the strides that she's made throughout her freshman career, her freshman season.
Yeah, I mean, Carissa has been obviously a key to our growth as a team, playing a point guard position, and her learning curve has just been immense. She's early on, she was scoring and then trying to understand, what we needed out of her, to control our tempo and to distribute the ball. And now she's being able to do both and understanding just being that leader on the floor and being able to do a variety of things for us, her assist to turnover ratio, her scoring ability, but really managing the game. I think she's done exceptionally well. So, for us, her growth is why we've been so successful.
Do you feel like her success in the postseason in high school has prepared her for something like the Big Ten tournament?
No, this is totally different. It's totally different mindset. It's a grind, right now. I mean, for most freshmen, playing 40 minutes, and they hit a wall at times with, mentally and emotionally, and she's been able to battle through that. And, we just need her to be really fresh because the intensity and the level is just totally different.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. That's star, then the number 1. Your next question is from the line of Christy Winter-Scott with the Big Ten Network.
Hi, Coach. With last year's push in the Big Ten tournament, how does that confidence carry over for the players who you have returning from that kind of experience?
Obviously you're hoping that just our tradition and our past, success is one thing, but then you have to live it with a young group. Again, we're very young and very limited and have a short bench. But the players that have been successful, they're already pumping the kids up and talking about the environment and, the focus and the different type of energy that, all of us need to bring to the tournament. And, obviously it helps you to a degree, but we do have a lot of new pieces to the puzzle. So, we just got to take one day at a time.
Again, to ask your question, please press star and the number 1.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We'll see you in Indianapolis.
Thank you.